Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I think so. You know, those guys, like you said, it's twofold. The guys will be in there, and their reps will ramp up, see how they handle it, and see if they can get to the quarterback, and then I'm sure until the trade deadline, those are going to be conversations that will be had.
John Harbaugh talking about, I guess, the pass rush group he has in-house and then the possibility of other guys joining this group. November 4th is the deadline, so we're a little under 4 weeks away. And obviously, you could pick a guy up the street, but that's slim pickings at this point. Jason, what kind of options are there for the Ravens if they choose to go get pass rush?
Yeah, I mean, look, people are digging down on the cap space available, right? And, you know, looking at the savings from OA and wondering where it's going. And this guy likes to wheel and deal, so.
He does like to do that around now.
I'm sure they're hunting and pecking. I don't think there's a big fish coming here, but I do think certainly there's possibility that a pass rusher of some stature, maybe even superior stature, is dealt. Yeah, I mean, look, if the Raiders lose to Tennessee.
Max Crosby?
And then they play Kansas City.
Yeah.
And then there's the bye.
Mm-hmm.
And if they have one win at the bye, and you got Tom Brady sitting there with Mark Davis, and it's like, Mark Davis has paid a lot of coaches a lot of money to leave.
Yeah.
And like, and Geno's thrown more interceptions than Browning. Geno's thrown more interceptions than Flacco. Like, if that thing looks broken with a 74-year-old head coach,
generational hire,
and you're going to and you can get out of Geno after this year. I mean, it'll be a salary dump. You're not going to get a whole lot for him, but it's a movable contract. He makes 26 next year, like 19 of it's fully guaranteed. But I mean, if you're willing to pay him 26, you're willing to, you don't care about the 19. I just wonder if they do have to bite the bullet and it starts to look like the full-blooded reboot.
Full-blown.
That it needs to be. And in that case, you could get, I don't think they would get Max Crosby because you're talking multiple ones.
Mm-hmm. That's my, and for Eric DaCosta to swing that move when they're 1-4, maybe 1-5 at that point.
And then same thing with Hendrickson. He's got the owner, if he does move him, is going to want more than you want to give. And he's not trading him to Baltimore. Like, Mike, even if DaCosta had the best offer out there, I just don't think.
Flacco just got traded in the division, Jason.
Who traded him?
I'm teasing.
Mike Brown got him. He didn't trade him.
I'm teasing. Like that,
yeah,
that.
Flacco's 40 and Hendrickson's what? Yeah. 28, 29?
And then watch Hendrickson save the Ravens season? Yeah, nah, yeah. I just don't think it's happening. But I do think there's a possibility he's traded. You know, Miami, like, I don't know what the Chargers are right now, but I don't think Miami's beating them. Like, I think they'll trade Chubb. Mm-hmm. I do. I think they're going to fire that coach in the next couple weeks, certainly by Halloween. You know, Chubb is somebody who they might, you know, is that more like a two and something else? You know, is that Roquan part two? It's probably a little more. It's probably a little more than that. But Is that possible?
Old friend Matt Judon out down there.
Yeah, I mean, I think they'd probably try to aim high. I mean, like, that would really be something. If you traded anything to get a guy you could have just signed off the street 6 weeks ago, there's no way he would put up with the optics of that. Like, there's no way. They're way too full of themselves.
Yeah. Bradley Chubb has 4 sacks. The Ravens as a team have 6.
Yeah. Look, and I don't think he's the end-all, be-all. I don't think he's what people thought he was going to be when he was drafted. And it seems to me Denver's been just fine getting quarterback sacks without him.
Yeah, they have.
Since they moved on from him. You know, and look, Thibodeau, they play tonight. If they lose, you know, Abdul Carter doesn't have a sack yet, but do they just start propping him up and move that kid? Again, I don't even know exactly what that kid is. And I don't know what he'd be here on a bad defense where he's going to be looked at as the savior now. But I do think there's certainly a real chance that he's moved. And we've talked about this before. A D tackle is a massive need here. We're not privy to the medicals on Matabike and second opinions and third opinions. Yeah. But if that looks like it's heading towards an insurance company, I hope they've got insurance on that contract, underwriting that thing, and he's not going to play anymore, and he's going to agree to a restructured contract before he retires, then yeah, I mean, a Lawrence or a Simmons would make a lot of sense here. I just, again, to Bone's point, if you're sitting there with one win at the, you know, at the break, and you're talking about trading two twos or the equivalent of a one or just a flat out one plus something else for a late 20 pushing 30 D tackle, boy, I don't know.
It's a tricky line to walk if you're Eric DaCosta, because let's just assume they lose on Sunday.
Okay.
So you're 1-5, and then the Ravens will have what, one or two more games prior to the deadline. So you play the Bears in Miami. So best case scenario, let's say you get everybody back and
three
maybe
and five.
You're 3-5. Like, is that the time to take the big swing? I just don't know. And with how much Eric DaCosta covets draft picks, and this year when there's the potential, you have your highest pick that you've had since Kyle Hamilton a couple of years ago. I don't know how willing he would be to give up those picks when last year, perfect example, did not swing a trade at the trade deadline, and you were picking towards the end of the round.
There are teams in this league who haven't had first-round picks who've been just fine. One's coming in here on Sunday to whip their ass. So, like, he needs players. He needs premium players.
But
he needs blue-chip players who are controllable,
and
he needs them at premium positions.
That's the key.
Like, the same guy who told you, I don't have much to do this offseason, he knows, look, likely's already proven to be more tricky than they thought. The Lamar thing was a tricky wicket last time. It might be tricky this time. Ronnie Stanley's probably on his last ankles. Like, and we know that they don't have any pass rushers to begin with. We know that D-tackle between the Jones situation contractually and the Matabike situation, anytime it's a neck on somebody who makes their living in the trenches, that's a problem. And like, all of a sudden, corner looks like a need. How could corner be a need when all you draft is corner? Like, how are they filling all that in with one draft in one offseason?
But that's the key. You use the word controllable. If he were to orchestrate a trade of significance, it would be sort of an eye to the future, but you still get him for the rest of this year. And, you know, I've been on the Jeffrey Simmons bandwagon. If you're taking a big swing, I would love to see that. He's under control the next, what, three seasons.
Yeah. So, whereas Hendrickson's a free agent.
Exactly.
Then,
yes. And Thibodeau's a free agent at the end of this year. Like, if he's taking a swing, it's for a controllable player.
Coming up next here on the program, he's a controllable player. It's Bone. It's TMI with TAM. What you got?
Yeah, I was on NFL Pro yesterday, and they were just firing off analytics about the Ravens defense predominantly.
Good stuff, Bo?
It's not good stuff. And some offensive things. So we'll kind of do some rapid fire, some grab bag a little bit with some of these
numbers.
Leave my bags
alone,
Bo.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.